Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the one and only, the comedian that... I got nothing. The king of comedy, Dakota.
Oh, come on. You always have this huge entrance, and I'm like... And I'm Cherry Clip. I'm the sidekick host.
You're like Batman. I'm like Robin. No, wait.
Well, after a 10-hour shift, my mind's just not all there. So.
Well, working 10 hours dealing with what you deal with, I couldn't do it. I don't think I could. It's a lot.
So, how was your Halloween? Did the kids have fun?
It was really good. I'm kind of over Halloween. I mean, we've been celebrating Halloween for like 3 weeks. Like every Friday and Saturday, we have had dress up with the kids. Put on all the food, you know, get all the food out for them and have trick-or-treat around the house, you know, finding candy because there was no trick-or-treat here. So it definitely was a challenge, and I'm just so done with costumes and doing all the bagging of candy and separating candy and hearing about, I want candy. It's like I am really so over that.
Well, we didn't get no trick-or-treaters at all, even though I saw kids trick-or-treating. So I know some kids did trick-or-treat around here, but I didn't. None of them came to our house. So I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Could be a good thing.
Could be a good thing. Maybe it's because we had our porch light off. I don't know.
It was really different. I mean, to say the least. I mean, I remember, you know, you start out your door 15 minutes early to trick or treat to try and see all the kids to the neighbors' houses. And, you know, it's just sad that these kids really, you know, got missed out on a lot of it. And,
right.
You know, some of the kids that do this, they're only three. They don't really know what's going on anyway. Three, four, five, you know. They know you go door to door and get candy, but they don't, you know, it hasn't been a tradition for them yet. So I don't really think they're feeling the impact as much as older kids do because they're used to going out and they know that they can get back the candy that night. But, you know, it definitely, I think, affects the older kids more than it does the little guys, you know?
Right.
But us as parents and grandparents were like, oh, yeah, you know, we've been through so many trick-or-treats that was our norm. You know, that's what we do. So we actually feel bad for the little guys, but at the same time, they got plenty of years left, you know, to do.
Right.
The moment COVID goes away and there's no more.
So I'd say the way the world's going, though, who knows what's going to happen next year for Halloween.
Like, seriously, like, it's so strange, right? This past year has just had so many weird things going on.
This has been the craziest year ever, so.
Mhm. So, a lot of traditions are changing. Just even the way you shop is changing, you know?
Right.
But.
Right.
How was your Halloween?
Our work, came home, didn't have any trick-or-treaters, so I ate some candy, watched a couple movies, and that was about it. I live
good.
A boring life, man.
Yeah. I so bad wanted to be able to sit and watch, like, a scary movie. I still have not been able to do it yet. So, but
I watched the first couple of Halloween movies, which I know back in the day they were supposed to be scary. But if you watch them now, they're kind of funny to me because it's like all just, like you can just tell, you know? So it's like, so I was just kicking back watching those and laughing my ass off at half of the shit that was going on.
Yeah, it's kind of corny, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But this month here is my favorite month because it is Thanksgiving. And
I love
to eat. So.
That's right, Thanksgiving. It is, like, a really great time because everyone's sharing, like, a meal, And there, people love to eat, and you have the most delicious foods on Thanksgiving. And it's not like everyone's getting gifts and being spoiled rotten other than the food that they're eating. And,
right.
You know, it's just a wonderful time to reflect on your family and people you know and to really give thanks. And, you know, so much has happened this year. I think it's going to be one of the most important Thanksgivings we've probably ever had in our lifetime.
Right.
So
do you think, because, you know, like, usually families come from, like, out of town to visit their family and stuff on Thanksgiving and Christmas. Do you think that's going to happen this year? Or do you think it is, like, everybody just, like, video chat or something?
Yeah, I really don't think. You really can't have, I think, more than 20 people in at Thanksgiving or something like that. There's a law. But I think at the same time, people are going to be saddened that they can't come from other states and come home for Thanksgiving. You know, there's a lot.
Whoa, time out. What is this 20 people law thing? I've never heard of this.
Oh, I don't know. I read about that somewhere. Like, you can't have over 20 people at a table or something because of COVID.
What are they going to go, like, everybody's house that day? All right, 19, you're cool. 21, get the fuck out, dude. 22, Uncle Tom, you got to leave.
I'm sure no one's going to follow the rules, you know, but at the same time, the people who are being cautious and who aren't traveling from Florida, like, up this way to be with family, you know, it, like I said, this Thanksgiving is going to be a lot more meaningful, as in, you know, you're going to have to think about your family that is not with you at this time. You know, you're going to have to, you know, find some other way to reach out to them and still
see,
be part of
I know
day.
I know I work Thanksgiving, so I don't even know if I'm celebrating. I might just, you know, go to my parents and eat some turkey or something.
Oh.
But I do have some cool news for the at the nursing home this year. I will be playing Santa Claus, so that'll be pretty cool.
Oh my God! Seriously, that's so cool.
Yep. They asked me a while back. I told them yes, and then it's been confirmed. So it's gonna be pretty cool. I will take pictures, guys, and post for everybody. So.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, that's going to be so much fun. Are you going to have them sit on your lap and tell you what they want for Christmas this Sunday?
I don't know, because a lot of them are in, like, wheelchairs and stuff like that, so it's going to be kind of complicated. And the way
right.
the COVID is, I don't know if that's a good idea. They'll probably just have me, like, go room to room, you know, and just say hi to them and maybe give them some candy canes or gifts or something, you know.
Oh, that's so
that's what
cool.
I kind of figure. But yeah,
are you excited?
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
Like,
I'm excited. I've never been Santa Claus before, so.
did you like sign up for it, or did they like approach you?
Oh no,
like,
they
Dakota.
They asked. Well, because there's only let's see, there's one, two, three. There's only like four dudes that work there, and out of all of them, I guess they wanted me to do it, so they came to me first. And as soon as they asked me, I was like, "Yeah, I'll do it. That sounds cool." But I think they wanted me to do it because they know I would be more like outgoing and stuff for the people instead of because everybody else. Is,
right.
I don't know. I figure that's why they did it, because they know I would play the part better. So.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, congratulations. That's awesome. So in. Let's put it this way. Christmas is 51 days from today. 51 days. So it's not
and I haven't started my shopping yet. So. Dang.
We actually ran into our neighbors at the store, and they said that they were shopping for Christmas today. And I was like, what? And then I sat back, and I'm like, really? It's not that far away, is it? It's like
right
around the corner.
It'll sneak up
They're
on you
smart.
Quicker than you think. No.
I know, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, speaking of like traditions and stuff, what do you think is going to happen on Black Friday this year? Because you think stores are going to open up and stuff with the COVID the way it is, or do you think they're just going to do like online specials?
They're probably going to do like certain specials probably online. I don't see them allowing people to stand outside
right.
like they used to that close.
I
to
feel
each
like
other.
I feel like if they do that, though, it's going to be some chaotic shit going on. because usually it's a lot of chaotic shit going on with it to begin with. But, you know,
right.
when you have a crowd of hundreds of people pushing, trying to get indoors and stuff, it's going to, especially with the COVID, it's going to be crazier. But
yeah,
I don't know. We'll find out in a month.
Yeah, I do know that a lot of the stores are sending out Black Friday ads right now. So you can jump online and get them. So you don't have to be in the store. I just looked it up, and it says that Home Depot, Walmart, Best Buy, Macy's, JCPenney, Costco, they're having a lot of allowing, you know, stuff to open up on online so you can order it. I know Amazon is already getting prepared for that. They're having people working overtime, and, you know, they're getting ready for all the shipments. I'm sure a lot of people are just shopping online this year.
That's my game plan. I know that's what I'm going to start doing, shopping online. So.
Yeah. I think so.
Speaking of shopping online, people, you know what makes good Christmas gifts? Roasting the World shirts.
That's right. Absolutely. And you know what? You know where you can find those, right, Dakota?
I do, but why don't you tell us so that everybody else does?
Okay. Everyone, grab your pen and paper or your phone and text yourself this message, okay? You go to www.urban-phenomena.gmail.com. Very easy. The name of the store is Urban Phenomenon. So if you can remember that, you got it made. It's urban-phenomenon.tmill, like t-shirt mill, a place where they make t-shirts, so it's tmill.com. That's urban-phenomenon.tmill. And you go there, you'll be able to check out all of our cool shirts. And Dakota, we came up with a really cool shirt last week. I just got to say,
I've
got a lot of compliments on that. And
I already know some people wanting to get them, so there you go. Like, guys, you guys better hit it up quick before we change the designs or something.
I will also put on our Facebook page, Rose and Rose page, the link to being able to get those shirts. So you'll see it on there as of tonight. When I get off the show, I'm going to set it all up for everyone. So that'll be easy. Easy as pie.
Right. And you can also get Dakota King of Comedy shirts, too. Just saying.
You can. There's a whole bunch of Dakotas out there. There's Rose in the World stuff. There's Urban Phenomenon. There's we actually help another podcast out, so you'll see the shirts on there. It's just kind of cool. It's cool. There's a lot of shirts.
And you guys go for all your holiday shopping right there.
Right. And let us know if you do buy a shirt, whether it's Rose in the World or not. And I might have a little surprise, Dakota, for people if they just even buy a shirt. And I'll talk about you with that review after the show because I completely forgot to talk to you about it before the show. So, I got a special up my sleeve.
Wait, do I have to send nude pictures to people? Because I'm not doing it again. I told you that was a one-time thing. It was a one-time thing, all right? I was supposed to sign it? That's where I messed up at. My bad. Well, my bad, people. I was supposed to sign those dick pics. Sorry.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my God. We've got off the deep end now.
We almost made it through one show without me making a dick joke, but we didn't, so it's okay.
Well, it can always happen. I mean,
I told you, 10 hours, man. 10 hours. My brain is fried.
It is. You've worked way too long today. Either that or because it's National Candy Day. Have you placed up on candy?
What? It is National Candy Day?
It is.
That's a real thing?
I thought that was Halloween of all days.
Yeah. Why wouldn't... Yeah, exactly. Why wouldn't that be National Candy Day?
Today
Who makes
like
it the week after Halloween?
I know. Well, that's because that's when you have all your candy. Think about it. They can't say on Halloween, so, like, after you get all your candy, right?
So I wonder if, like, a week after Thanksgiving is National Turkey Day, then.
It's National Throw Away the Old Turkey Day. A week after
Thanksgiving. Throw away the old turkey.
I'm sorry, but I love Thanksgiving. Don't get me wrong. But I hate when people will, like, if there's so much turkey left over, like, you see it in there 3 days, 4 days later, I'm done. No.
I'm not a big turkey fan to begin with. Like, don't get me wrong, I'll eat it. But I'm like you. It's like, it's there the next day. I'm like, no, thank you.
See, we look forward to it all the way up to the day. And then you're like, that's it. Delicious. And then the next day it's like soup or something. Like, it's turned into soup. And they're like, okay, yeah, it's still good, okay. And then the third day, it's like, no. I really am.
Turkey soup. Turkey soup just sounds, like, not interesting to me at all.
Yeah. I don't know what
I'm sorry.
Turkey sandwiches?
Turkey soup.
I mean,
okay, yeah, I can handle that, but, like, you have me some turkey soup, I'm going to be like, what? You messing with me now?
I have actually done that. It's like, what do you do with this leftover turkey?
Sorry to say that, or people can make chili with it. I know somebody that used to do that. Like a turkey chili.
That's good. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But don't make it Thursday after Thanksgiving.
Right.
I won't like
so
it
So are
down.
You a stuffing person or a dressing person?
I'd have to say I'm really picky about my stuffing, okay? I will make my own stuffing because I don't like stovetop and stuff like that.
Right.
Make my own, and I add sausage and hamburger to it and stuff like that.
That sounds pretty good, actually. You have to send me that recipe because that actually sounds really good.
Yeah, I add like a spicy sausage to it and like meat, and then I stuff it that way with like I toast bread and just do it my own way with onion stuff like that, garlic.
Like the.
I like
dressing, but I knew this chick because when I used to work at a restaurant a few years ago, this lady up there brought some that she made, right? And I went and tried it, and she was like, because she told me what was in it, because I don't eat mayonnaise. Like, I don't know if the listeners know, but
my
biggest no-no is mayonnaise. Like,
yeah.
I want nothing with mayonnaise or anything of that nature.
Yeah.
And for some reason, she puts mayonnaise in the dressing.
Ew, no. Oh, God. Well, it's
Right. Well, see, I've seen on cooking shows lately where they've been using mayonnaise for, like, where they'll cook cakes and stuff with mayonnaise in it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess to take the place of butter. But still,
yeah.
Or egg or something. But it's still gross. Like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, my biggest fear in life is to bite into a cake and they tell me it has mayonnaise in it.
Ew. So it's used, like, in oil, I guess. In place of oil, too.
Still gross, though. I guess it's supposed to be healthier for you, but still, it's gross.
Yeah, it's gross. I can't. Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. I mean, you probably can't even taste it, but at the same time, it's like just knowing what's in
But it's like I know it's there.
Completely turn you off.
But it's like I know it's there, though, so it's like, It's like with ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like, oh, Dakota Ranch is so good. Yeah, but it has mayonnaise.
Ew.
I hate mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I won't eat ranch.
Yeah.
I don't eat mayonnaise. I don't eat none of that crap, you know? Like, tartar
you like
sauce. You come at
cheese?
Me with that shit. No, I'm not a big blue cheese fan either.
No, me either. Oh, God. Oh, God, no.
See, I'm not a big...
Like,
see, I don't eat a lot of salads.
Like
I'm a real man. I don't eat a lot of salads, but... I'm not really big in dressings. If I had to pick a dressing, I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, what's like a vinegar oil or something?
Like a vinaigrette? Yeah.
Yeah, vinaigrette or, what is
like
it called?
Italian dressing?
Italian ain't too bad. I can handle something like that.
Yeah.
but
yeah.
I don't eat a lot of salads, so I did not get this body healthy. I'm just going to say that now.
Right. You're more like
as I'm drinking a can of Coca-Cola.
Guy, right?
So.
Yeah.
<What happened?
laughs> I think you're more like a meat, potato kind of guy.
Yeah, meat, potatoes, throw some rolls on there, so throw some more meat on there. Give me a McDouble or two. Not a plant burger, by the way. Fuck you, Burger King. I haven't forgot.
Okay, wait a minute. I got to step in here. You know that. Like, I have to eat. I can't eat beef or pork. I'm highly allergic. So I have to eat the Impossible Burger just to break up, you know, the chicken, fish, turkey thing.
Right.
I eat the Impossible Burger, and I have to say, it's not that bad. It's not that great, but it's not that bad. Okay.
Right, well, I will agree to disagree with you. I will agree to disagree that the burger sucks. Okay.
Well, get a load of this. Burger King is wonderful because they also just came out with a plant-based sausage. So now I have another.
That's it. I quit.
I quit.
I will never eat Burger King again. Burger King, you have an enemy now.
Oh my
God. I just
want
to say the king of comedy will never eat Burger King again. Y'all can shove your plants up your asses.
It's not that bad. Come on now.
No.
It does taste different, but it's not that bad. I had the plant-based sausage cheese croissant, and there wasn't much flavor to it, gotta say, but it wasn't that bad.
I'm gonna cry right now. I'm sad. As soon as we're done with the show, I'm putting the Nickelback on and crying. I will go put Nickelback on right now and cry because I'm. No.
Oh, no.
What? Plant-based? No. And that's just like, I saw a commercial the other day for, I forget what brand of chicken it is, but it's like some kind of plant-based chicken nuggets they have out now. And I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Why are we eating plants?
There is a lot of plant-based stuff now.
See, I eat the meat. I like my meat that eats plants, okay? I don't like to eat the plants. I don't care if my cow eats grass. But I'll eat that cow.
Oh, thank God. Plant-based food is, like, really high in, like, protein. So it's good to you for that.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly. You
got
to be really
benefit.
High to eat that shit.
I have never been
high. You got to be really
high
on something
shit,
to eat that shit, so. I shall never touch that stuff. I'm sorry.
I wonder if you would even know the difference if someone slipped you, like, a plant-based
Yes,
sausage.
I would. I'm a real man who eats real food, and I would know the difference, because I would be like, why does this taste like my front yard?
That's too funny.
I draw the line at turkey bacon. I will eat some turkey bacon. That's, like, the healthiest...
Yeah.
That's like the healthiest thing you're going to get me to eat is turkey bacon. Turkey bacon's good.
I like turkey bacon.
I can handle that. Now, if you start adding plants to it.
It's not that greasy. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I like about it. It's not as hard and it's not as greasy, so I dig that. Like, I can handle turkey bacon. But when you start adding plants and stuff,
I'm that's what I like. Dunkin' Donuts. Our Dunkin' Donuts up here, they serve a turkey sausage sandwich.
That's
right next to it on the menu. They have, which is great because I'm not having the regular sausage. I sell a breakfast sandwich from there. But they have bacon strips, snack, whatever. So it's just bacon strips inside, like, a paper wrapper. You can buy just bacon.
Huh.
Snack
like,
and bacon. That's what
bacon?
It's called. But they,
like,
yeah,
you just order bacon? Oh, my God,
I
want this.
It's just bacon. It's called snack and bacon. My daughter absolutely loves it. She buys it every time we go through. But they don't have the turkey bacon. I'm like, come on. You know, if you're going to have
bacon,
at least have turkey bacon there. for those of us
right,
who can't.
Because they got the turkey sausage, like you're saying, so how come they can't do turkey bacon?
Right.
That is a little messed
exactly.
up. What's up with that Dunkin' Donuts? Don't be a Burger King.
Get on
their
butt about it. Yeah.
Don't be a Burger King, mm-hmm. okay? Don't make me put you on my hate list.
Exactly. What do you
and that's
do?
Right, Burger King.
Yeah,
I hate you guys. All right, I'm just saying. I really hate you, Burger King. I'm just saying. There's only room for one king now, and it's me. Till you guys get rid of your plant-based shit. You don't see McDonald's doing that. And if they do, they don't advertise it. Because they're, you know,
exactly.
smart. You don't see Wendy. You don't see Wendy's making plantinator fries. No, they make baconator fries. All right, not plantinator fries and
yes,
whatever
they
the
should.
Hell. Graff fries or something.
But they should, because there's people
no.
who can't eat it. I can't eat out then. I have to. I'm stuck with the chicken every single time.
Order chicken, man. Chicken. Order chicken. It's good. Get a chicken nugget. Chicken nuggets are good.
Every time, oh god.
Dip it in some barbecue sauce. It'll be okay.
Oh.
I think this right here has probably been the most random episode we've done so far.
Oh, hey, listen to this. Wait a minute. Slow down. Listen. On Wednesday, yesterday, McDonald's announced that it would expand its Canadian trial of a plant-based Beyond Burger, offering them at 52 restaurants in Ontario for the next 3 months.
Oh, okay, that's Canadian.
Starting
right,
in January.
Cool. They can do whatever they
yes,
want in Canada.
If it works, we'll be coming to America.
And I will never eat at McDonald's again after that. But I'm just saying, they can do whatever they want over in Canada, China, Japan, Mexico. I don't care. Just don't fuck with my McDonald's here, people. I swear, if I get a plant-based burger, I am slapping somebody. I'm just going
to... I can see them screwing up on your order. Here you go, sir.
And I can see me bitch-slapping the shit out of somebody after they did it. What do you mean my McDouble is made of plants?
Here you go, Dakota. We listen to your show. Enjoy your burger. Wink, wink.
And then they would get a nice smack upside the head, and then they can eat the burger themselves. Because I'd be like, no, thank
you.
Would
you smack them in the head with the burger? That's what I want to know. But if you like, poof, upside the head.
Well, first I'm gonna use my hand to prove the point. You know, like pop, just to prove the point, because I want to hear the popping sound.
Violence.
So they understand.
Are we talking?
So they understand, man. And then I might just throw the burgers at them or something. Oh, yeah, when you fuck with my McDoubles, man, I get violent. I'm just saying. You don't mess with my McDoubles,
don't
man.
Don't mess with his... Yeah, don't mess with it,
if
guys.
If you want Dakota mad, I'm a very calm person, but if you want Dakota mad, fuck with my McDouble. I'm just saying.
Is that your favorite burger, is the McDouble?
Yeah, but I think it's because when I was younger, like, back in my, like... high school days, and I'd go out and party and stuff with friends and stuff like that they were so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why. Because back then, they were like 99 cents back then. Yes, guys, I remember when a McDouble cost 99 cents.
How old
yes.
are you? They're like $6 now.
Right? But back in the day, they were actually 99
back
cents.
Back in the day.
And what we would do is we would get a McDouble and we would get a chicken sandwich because it was the same, and then we'd put them together. And we would call them a Mick Gang Bang. And bam, they were the best.
That's great. You invented something.
I don't think I invented it because, like, it was a group of us that would do this shit. And I'm sure people were doing it in other places, too. Because I think you can actually order them on the menu now.
Maybe.
I think
are
it's
you
part of the secret
mail,
menu.
Like... It's like the plant-based burger thing. Like, the secret. What's the secret?
Right.
Are you old enough to know, like, you could go into McDonald's, and if you could sing off half the food on the menu, like, really fast, that they'd have to give it to you free?
Wait, what? When was this?
Yeah. Yeah, it was, like,
was this back in, like, the 80s or something, or what? I don't remember this.
Yeah, you'd have to say, let me see if I can get it. I think I know it. Because you had to practice it so much. Like, I think I would die knowing this. This big fish flip. Wait. Big Mac, big fish for quarter pounder french fry. I think it was big chicks and an apple pie. Like, you got to sing it really fast. Like, there wasn't that much on the menu at the time. So you'd have to say, like, yeah.
Well, damn.
And then they came out with cheeseburger, please. And if you remember to say that, they'd have to take off like $1 or something.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do remember when I was like a kid, like if you ordered a quarter pounder, if you didn't say a quarter pounder with cheese, they would just give you a regular burger with like no cheese on it and stuff like that. Which now I think it all just comes with cheese on it.
I think so. But now you can have it your way.
Right.
Okay, is that Burger King?
That's BK. That is it. I told you we're done with BK.
That's it. I like BK.
That is
McDonald's. Here we go.
That's it. I'm going to Jack in the Box.
Oh, what the heck is that?
You don't know what a Jack in the Box is?
Has no idea.
We cannot be friends anymore.
What is
Jack in
the Box? Okay.
We just can't be friends anymore.
What? I'm Jack in the Box? Is that like your favorite? Is this your homie hangout now? Is
no, Jack in the Box? No, I haven't ate there in like 6 years because they don't have none out here.
But they don't have them out there. Oh, is this an Arizona thing again?
No. I mean, they got them.
Oh my God.
They got them like around the country, but.
They have a triple cheese and bacon curly fry, dude. Now
yeah,
I see that.
Jack in the Box has some good food. Like, they got some really good food. And it's cheap as shit, too. That's the crazy thing about it. Like,
well, why don't we have this up here? What the hell? I'm in the North, guys. I'm in Massachusetts.
They probably do. It's just called something different because, like, it's probably franchised out and somebody just has a different name on it.
I have never seen anything like triple cheese and bacon curly fries in my life. So, and let me tell you, I'm a food survey person. I go around and I check foods where I'm told to go. All over the place.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I have not seen triple cheese and bacon curly fries. So, oh my gosh. Somebody.
Now doing that, what would you say is the best place you ever ate at? You know, while doing your surveys and stuff.
Okay. As far as fast food?
Yeah.
I would have to say, honest to God, it wouldn't be Burger King. It would have to be Dairy Queen. Because Dairy Queen has amazing food.
I like Dairy Queen.
Yeah. And the one up here, we actually have two, so I have to say one is much better than the other one. So if you're near the one that's not so great, I'm sorry. You might not agree with the statement.
In Yuma, we had two like that, too. And one of them only did ice creams and shakes and stuff. And then the other one, you can get, you know, burgers and stuff like that at it.
Absolutely.
But out here, I haven't seen a Dairy Queen out here. I'm sure there's some out here. I just, not in the town I live in.
Yeah. So the clown and the king can go away because I'm going with the queen.
Okay, I agree. I will throw Dairy Queen in the top four or five places. What about an In-N-Out Burger? You guys have any of those up that way?
In-N-Out Burger, I have not heard of that. What exactly is that? Maybe there's another
name
for it.
What? In-N-Out's been around since like the 70s or 80s, man.
Oh, sorry.
Picture like
a
A&W.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's sort of like
A&W. My next place I have to go to is an A&W. Yeah.
Oh, they got some
good
food there,
too. And I haven't been to one since I was a kid. So
oh, damn.
I'm very excited to go on that service. Yeah.
See, we had, when I lived in Yuma, there was one there that was an A&W and a KFC together. So you can get, like, either one.
Oh, my God.
So you can just be, like, getting some chicken and some A&W burgers and stuff. Oh, my God, that was good.
Nice. Now, our KFCs are connected with Taco Bell. But,
ooh. I think we talked about this before because I wanted to do a chicken taco thing, like a chicken crust taco. Which, by the way, Taco Bell, you guys are missing out on this. I'm just saying. What you do is you fry up a whole piece of chicken, you take the crust off of it, the chicken, and then you put the crust in the taco.
That's different. Hmm. I probably like that. Like, I like strange stuff, and that's strange.
Well, you can't waste the chicken. I mean, you got to eat it. You can't just waste chicken. I mean, come on now.
Exactly.
But you can't make the crust without making the chicken, so there you go. You get a twofer.
We got to turn that into a shirt. We're going to have to.
I am down. The chicken taco twofer.
Exactly. We're going to have our next Roast in the World shirt is going to have our food creation right on the front of it. The Dakota taste and the sherry taste. And there we go.
Yes.
Right?
I am double down for that one.
I better get a hold of my graphic designer. She can whip something up for us like that. It'd be fun. So, don't forget.
So, here's some random weird news for everybody. This is my 83rd podcast.
What? With me?
No, 84th altogether.
This is 84th for roasting?
No, for roasting, this would be like for everyone we've ever done.
Yeah.
Counting the Dakota shows and stuff like that, this would be 81. And then counting the other ones I've been on with you and a guy we shall not speak about, and the other one with you and Chuck and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This would be my, like, 84th podcast. So, damn, I'm moving on up, people.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
I'm still not a pro like you yet. I know this is, like, your 890th podcast or something like that. But I'm catching up.
I would really like to know all my shows, that show is in for me. Yeah, but I'm not a professional. This is just fun. This is just something I like to do.
So I know this podcast ain't going to be a full hour. I know the night we didn't set it for a full hour, guys. That's on me because, like I said, I did a 10-hour shift today. We will be doing probably a full hour sometime this week because my week is slow down.
Okay.
But we got about 5 minutes left of the show, so let everybody know again where they can get the shirts at, especially the Dakota ones. I heard those are the best sellers so far. I'm just saying.
Just saying, they are pretty cool. If you guys want to check it out, go to www.urban-phenomenon.gmail.com. It's easy. Easy as fuck.
Okay.
See, we're all a phenomenon, aren't we, Dakota?
And if you get a shirt and you DM me, want an autograph or something, I might think about sending you one. I'll think about it. I'm not saying I will. I'm just saying I'll think about it. I mean, it takes like 2 minutes out of my day to, you know, sign a piece of paper with my name on it or something, or whatever.
I don't even have nothing autographed by you. What the hell? You know, I have done nothing but promote your butt for years. I gotta say years now. I'm
gonna be doing that. Yeah, we're going on 2 years now, so.
And I don't even have your autograph. What the heck is up with that? I should be the very first.
Well, I'll tell you what. Buy a shirt, hit me up on a DM, and I'll send you an autograph.
That's it. Oh, cool. Right? Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll tell you guys what. Buy a shirt. You buy a shirt, take a picture of yourself in the shirt, post it on your Facebook, and hit me up on DM or tag me in it, and I'll for sure send you an autograph.
How cool is that? Okay, I'm going to have to do it.
I will autograph a burger and send it to you
guys. What do
we do
again? What do we do again?
All you got to do is buy a shirt. It doesn't matter which one you buy.
Okay.
Take a picture of yourself in the shirt and post it on your social media. Either tag me in it or DM us in it, or DM or DM me, and I will for sure sign a burger and send it to you.
Okay.
I will sign it in ketchup.
Okay.
So there you go. The burger might not be any good by the time it gets to you, but it'll be there.
Hey, you know what I did? I got to tell you. You know what I did one time, real quick? I bought this amazing pizza, okay? There's this little teeny place up in Vermont. And my brother had asked me, oh, what are you doing? I said, I'm eating pizza. I was at the place at the time, having this pizza, doing my service. He's like, oh, I want to try it. I want to try it, right? So this is where my humor comes in. I kept him one of the pieces of pizza, put it into a vacuum sealed bag, scrunched it down to the size of a credit card. This was probably about a half of a pizza. Scrunched it down to the size of a credit card, and I threw it into an envelope, and I shipped it overnight to him. Yeah, he got it the next day. He literally opened it, cooked it, and ate it.
Oh,
it was funny. I think it cost me like $6 to mail it, but it was well worth sending him a slice of the pizza because he said he enjoyed it. But yeah, you can actually do
that.
You can mail food. It was great. We talk about it all the time. Funny. I thought it was funny.
So,
I wish I was there.
So we got about 3 minutes left of the show.
3 minutes. Oh, my gosh.
3 minutes. I know. 45 minutes just goes by too quick. An hour goes by too quick. We should start doing two-hour shows. So.
I used to do them in the past, and talking with someone who couldn't hold a conversation. And that was really hard. But I know with you, oh, my goodness.
Is this the dude that we shall not speak of? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we should not speak of Brian. I mean, oops. Did I say it? I'm sorry.
You said it, not me.
If I say his name two more times, he's going to appear because I'm not down for that. I'm kidding. If you are listening to the show, Brian, I'm kidding. I always thought you were an okay dude. You've never done nothing to me, so it's all good. I'm just joking with you, man. I do appreciate you, you know, putting me on your podcast and all that. That was awesome. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm a humble person, okay?
Anyhow, moving on.
I like Mickey Mouse too, bro. It's okay.
He's your best friend, Mickey.
D-Seconds. I know nobody knows what I'm talking about when I say that, but the little voice just came on to my side and was like, 90 seconds. God, I need to work on my British accent.
Oh, that was a British accent?
Yes.
90 seconds.
I can't do a British accent. All my accents come out like Spanish or something, like Mexican. It's like,
I don't know. Try it again.
90 seconds. 90 seconds.
Yeah.
See, I can write. 60 seconds. See, mine comes out all Spanish-y.
90 seconds. 90. Like saying
Cheerios.
90.
Oh,
saying
my God,
90.
I think I did it. I think I did it. Cheerios.
90. Cheerios. 90 seconds. Okay,
would you like a cup
now
of tea?
Oh, boy.
We're down to about 30 seconds, people. All right, everybody, tune in this week for sure. We will for sure do another episode in the next couple of days. This weekend I'm off, so let's have something up then for sure.
We will have to do a show. You'll have it off then.
I'm down. Everybody, try to stay safe during all this crazy time. Try not to eat too much candy.
Sure. Wear your mask.
Who knows how the world's going to be in the next few days with all the craziness going on from the election and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
Anyways, I voted for Kanye West. I'm just saying. Throwing that out there now.
It's all good.
Anyways, But in my bad, I spelled his name wrong. I put Kanye Kardashian on the thing, so that was my fault. I don't know if the vote counted or not. but yeah, everybody have a good night, and thank you all for listening.
Thank you all for listening to tonight's show. Catch us next time. Stay here for us in the world. Thank you very much. You have a great night, Dakota. Stay safe.
You too.
Thanks.